I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is planning to push Democratic allies this Saturday to publicly call out China for forced labor practices as the group of seven leaders gather at a summit where they will also unveil an infrastructure plan meant to compete with Beijing's efforts in the developing world. The provocative proposal was part of President Joe Biden's escalating campaign to get fellow Democratic leaders to present a more unified front to compete economically with China in the century ahead, according to two senior administration officials who briefed reporters on the condition of anonymity because they are not authorized to discuss the plans for the Seaside Summit publicly. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Friday welcomed commitments by the U.S. and Britain to share millions of coronavirus vaccine shots with struggling countries, but he said it wasn't enough. A group of seven leaders brought pledges to share vaccine doses and make a fairer global economy. And Guterres said that to defeat the virus, countries producing vaccines need to form an emergency task force to coordinate an effective response to COVID-19. Iraq's oil sector is rebounding after a catastrophic year triggered by the coronavirus pandemic, with key investment projects on the horizon. That's according to Iraq's oil minister. He also warned that an enduring bureaucratic culture of fear threatens to stand in the way. Iraq is currently trading oil at $68 per barrel, close to the approximate $76 per barrel needed for the state to operate without reliance on the central bank to meet government expenditures. Oil Minister Hassan Abdul-Jabbar Ismail told the Associated Press he can now focus on other priorities. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains to us that Congress is considering big changes to the structure of the big four tech companies.
A bipartisan group of House lawmakers is proposing sweeping changes to reduce the market power of big tech companies, possibly forcing Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Apple to sever their dominant platforms from their other lines of business. These proposals stem from a 15-month investigation into alleged abuse of market power and monopolistic behavior.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday said Russia's relations with the U.S. had deteriorated to their lowest point in recent years. In an excerpt of an exclusive interview with NBC due to air in full on Monday, Putin called former U.S. President Donald Trump a colorful individual and said he can work with his successor, Joe Biden. Trump was criticized for cozying up to Putin during his 4 years in office. As for Biden, Putin said the current U.S. president is radically different from Trump because President Biden is a career man. He spent virtually his entire adulthood in politics. Asked if he agreed with Biden's assessment in March that he's a killer, Putin laughed and said the criticism was part of America's macho attitude. At 4 o'clock local time Sunday afternoon, Israel's Knesset will take the steps that will likely unseat Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as the country's longest-serving PM. First incoming Prime Minister, ultra-nationalist Naftali Bennett, and his alternate Yair Lapid will address the government body before Netanyahu has an opportunity to respond. After some debate, a leader will be elected. Bennett has vowed to chart a new course aimed at healing the country's divisions and restoring a sense of normalcy. The new coalition consists of eight parties from across Israel's political spectrum, including a small Arab party. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has made no secret of his long list of political enemies. It just wasn't clear until now how far he would go to try to punish them. Two House Democrats disclosed this week that their smartphone data was secretly obtained by Trump's Justice Department as part of an effort to uncover the source of leaks related to the investigation of a Russian-related election interference. It was a stunning revelation that one branch of government was using its power to gather private information on another, a move that carried echoes of President Richard Nixon during Watergate. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.